Charlie Owens strode a few feet from her pickup to where the auction would be held. A few characters she knew casually waited for the sheriff and county clerk to exit the Sweetwater courthouse. A couple of insurance agents, a boring, gray-suited guy studying his clipboard, a bank representative monitoring the sale, and an older couple made up the group. A pickup truck with ladder racks on top pulled to the curb and stopped. Buckets and equipment filled the bed, a contractor's work vehicle. A too-hot-to-be-loose-on-the-street guy stepped out of the driver's side and rounded the truck. Trouble! Shaggy blonde hair draped his neck, framing a swoon-worthy face. Light eyes glowed from his smile, noticeable from the distance. It lit up his face, causing adorable wrinkles at their sides. A slim waist joined long, slender legs in tight-fitting jeans. He dwarfed the petite blonde with cropped locks, who climbed from the passenger side. The female reached in and helped a miniature version of her out. Bouncing red curls topped the toddler's head, and she wore overall blue jeans with a red t-shirt. Her father took her hand. The mom tiptoed to kiss his cheek, bent to do the same to their daughter, then strolled around, jumping into the driver's seat, then sped away. Lovely family, no danger there. A pang hit Charlie's heart, having hoped to have a household like that by now. Hunky Daddy ambled slowly so his daughter could keep up as they walked. Petite like her mother, the imp looked about 4 or 5. Dad stood 6 feet 4 inches tall at least, probably more like 6 foot 6. Broad shoulders strained fabric of his black tee stretching across a rolling chest and rippling abs. Stopping at the rock wall by the courthouse steps, he squatted and whispered to the little one. She slipped behind him, and tiny arms surrounded his neck. He grasped the pudgy hands, lifted her onto his back, then positioned himself to allow her to step onto the wall. She sat with legs dangling. He hopped to land beside her and put an arm across her shoulders, giving her a sweet hug. Charlie pushed away jealousy gnawing at her and waltzed toward a familiar couple. "Hi, Sandy, Mike. Are you looking to buy?" 20-something Mike Carey shook her hand.
"Not sure we're in a position to purchase at auction."
Sandy Carey slid a palm across her protruding tummy and shook Charlie's hand. "Mike and I don't understand the process." Mike nodded.
"We decided to observe, though we'd love to bid on the Blossom Lane house."
Charlie swallowed a lump lodged in her throat. "You aren't swayed by..." Mike interrupted her bumbling attempt at posing the question tactfully.
"Not a bit. It had nothing to do with us."
Charlie exhaled relief and inhaled hope, nodding at Sandy's belly. "Congratulations! I didn't realize you were expecting. Is that why you're in the market?"
There was the green-eyed monster again.
Charlie pushed it down. Sandy beamed. "Our daughter is coming in September. We've pre-qualified for an FHA mortgage. But there's nothing on the market we're interested in. Blossom would fit us well, but we're not sure about tackling a fixer-upper." Mike's face reddened.
"I'm not helpless, but a lot needs to be done to that house. You're an expert and a real estate agent. Maybe you can help."
He pulled out a paper and handed it to Charlie.
"This is our mortgage approval letter."
Relieved she wouldn't need to compete with the young couple for the property, she reviewed the document, then handed it to Mike. "You won't be able to purchase a house needing renovation. FHA strenuously inspects your purchase to ensure it won't require major improvements for a long while. They don't want to put you in a position where they might need to foreclose." Mike solemnly nodded.
"I was afraid of that."
Charlie smiled warmly. "I'm bidding on that property for my next rehab.